And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Times are not so good. Times are troubled. People are anxious. A lot of people sense that something is wrong. Something is amiss. All is not good in the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about that today, shall we? Now, the first thing I want to say to you is this. I want you to know that I only have a 15-minute program, but a 15-minute program is not a lot of time, so this is like a little infomercial. This is like a clarion call, calling you back to your roots, to what you once knew and loved when you were a little child, and you've drifted away from it. And now it's time to come back, okay? And back is much closer than you realize, okay? All it takes is for you to see how to do it, okay, and want to do it. So this is a 15-minute infomercial. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 25 years. I don't work for a church. I'm my own person. I help people on the internet and on the radio with my books and so on. I'm interdenominational, which means I don't belong to any particular religious group. I am very conservative. I'm a very conservative fellow, very, very conservative, okay? But I have a twinkle in my eye, okay? I'm kind of like Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a good guy. He's good. Good guy, okay? He doesn't smoke. He doesn't gamble. Doesn't do anything wrong. He spends all of his time working, okay? And he loves his wife, and he loves children. He loves helping people. And he doesn't use bad words or tell off-color jokes or, you know, drink alcohol or smoke marijuana, any of those things. He's a very conservative fellow, but Santa Claus has a twinkle in his eye. He's fun to be around. He's lighthearted and cheerful. You just love being around him, okay? Well, I can't say that I reach to that status that everybody loves to be around me. I can't say that. But I will say that I do have a twinkle in my eye, okay? So, let's go. Now, what are you going to do? First thing I want to say is that your life depends on your own little world, okay? In other words, we tend to get caught up in other people's stuff quite a bit. You know, who's winning the basketball game, or who's winning the football game, or who's winning the baseball game, who's on Dancing with the Stars, or what the latest hit or the latest movie is, or what someone said at the office, or what somebody tweeted to you, and all that kind of stuff. But I want you to realize that it's nothing. That is all absolute nothing. Okay, when it comes to matters spiritual and, you know, your destiny and how you get along with your wife and your husband and your children. There's something mysterious. Parents have a mysterious importance in the lives of their children. Okay, and so that you fulfill your job well with that magic touch, Okay, you have to find it yourself. Nobody else can find it for you. No matter how clever someone is, or how many books they've read, or how many degrees they have on the wall, or how big their church is, or their audience, or how many books they've sold, it you have to find it yourself. You have to find your own path, and you have to be there for your children. Okay, and you must find your Creator, and you have to do it yourself.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everyone. I'm only here for 15 minutes. Of course, the folks in Southern California, which is my flagship broadcast, of course, they get 30 minutes. They're very lucky. So those of you who get 15, what you're going to have to do is write down the web address, talktoapastor.org. Okay, you got to write that down so you can go there and then listen to the whole program, the 30-minute program. Now, I have resources to help you. Okay, it would be one thing if I just came on the air and talked about these things, but I have resources. I have a free meditation. It's called a prayer meditation. It's so beautiful. It's very short. It's only a few minutes. Okay, you listen to my recording a few times, practice it with my recording, and then within a few days you'll be doing it on your own. You can do it every morning and at noon and in the evening, just for a few minutes, 5 minutes, okay? It helps you to get centered. Okay, remember I said that all things, all the tweets and all the basketball scores and what some star is doing or what some preacher is doing or what some politician is doing or what anybody's doing, okay? Of course it impacts the economy and all that kind of, of course it does. But the point is that you have to find it yourself. See, your life is your own, which you sense in those special moments. There are special moments when you sense that it's you, okay? You and your Creator, okay? Or with your kids. No one else can do it for you. You have to find a way to be patient with your kids, to have love for them, to have the magic touch. Okay, to have understanding, to have wisdom. You need that so much to deal with other people who are imperfect. Okay, your partner's imperfect. Your kids are imperfect. People at work, they're all imperfect. So you mustn't resent them. Instead, okay, have understanding. No, that doesn't mean you have to be lovey-dovey and be an enabler and support everything that they do. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is just don't resent them. Don't judge them, don't resent them, that's what it means. But now, you remember the beautiful story, The Wizard of Oz, and Dorothy, okay, she went off to the land of Oz and she had many adventures, didn't she? And she met some interesting people there, the Scarecrow and the Lion and the Tin Man and all these people. Okay, she had many adventures, but eventually she just wanted to go back home again. She wanted to go back to Kansas, back home again with her aunt, okay, and her uncle. Okay, well, okay, so you've gone through life, you've had many adventures, okay. You've made some mistakes, you've done some things, wrong things, you made mistakes, okay. But now how about, okay, now how about finding your roots? Okay, how about finding the good Lord in your life, in your midst, okay? Wouldn't it be nice if you could? Well, down through the ages, there have been some mystics, some Christian mystics, very nice people, who You know, when you read, for example, and for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, the Catholic Church seems to have a lot of them. You know, people like St. Francis de Sales, Thomas a Kempis, Brother Lawrence, Madame Guyon, François Fenelon, Augustine. Oh, there's just so many, okay? They're very nice people, and they seem to have St. Teresa. They seem to have found the presence of God. They found the presence of God. And they wrote, they tried to write about what they found to try to help you. See? But what they wrote, okay, they wrote it a long time ago, probably in another language. Okay, they tried to impart to you what they had, but they can only describe what they experienced. So you need to find it for yourself. You need to find it for yourself. You need to find a rapport with your Creator. Okay? And that's where, you know, I'm not trying to be bold. I'm not trying to be prideful. I'm just saying that I might be able to help you. Okay? Because of a little meditation that I have and some of the books that I've written and so forth, they help to guide you back to the moment, back to the present, okay? Out of thinking, out of worrying and scheming and daydreaming, out of the virtual world of texting and internet and all that, and back into the present where the presence is, back into the present where the presence of God is, okay? Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, those of you who are listening for the whole 30 minutes, and welcome those of you who may have just tuned in. Welcome those of you who heard the first 15 minutes and came to the archive so you could listen to the whole program. This program is about refinding your roots. And when I say refinding your roots, I mean refinding your Creator. See, God is your parent spirit. He's your closest relative. God is your parent spirit. Okay? And He knows you. And He knows how to fix you also. He knows how to fix what's gone wrong. Okay? Now, when Christ was in the world, okay, He's still around, but I mean, when He was in the flesh during His ministry in, you know, in Palestine, people heard Him speak, okay, and some people immediately got better. Just knowing, just hearing Him speak, that knowing that there was someone like Him, seeing that there is such a thing as love. See, many people have never seen love. Never in their whole life have they ever really seen love. They've seen what passes for love, okay? They've seen people who do things out of guilt, see? A lot of people do things out of guilt. They're guilty, why? Because they're resentful. Impatient parents, see, a mom who hates her husband or resents him, or a dad who resents his wife, and they're selfish, okay? A lot of parents are selfish. So they resent the demands made upon them by the little children. They resent it, okay? So they become guilty for the resentment and the hostility and the impatience. So they're impatient. The little child comes with an innocent question, and the parent is impatient, see? But then the child cries or what have you, and then the parent feels guilty, and then they do things out of guilt. They give money out of guilt. They serve out of guilt. They make food out of guilt. They take the child places out of guilt. Everything is done out of guilt, okay, to try to make up for the impatience, the resentment, you see, the lack of love. Parents resent seeing their lack of love. See, a lot of us, we resent seeing. See, for our first mistake is we do things like, you know, we resent other people, or we're phony with people, or, you know, we do bad things or wrong things or out of character things, okay? And then we resent, or we make mistakes. See, we resent seeing that we're imperfect. You know, you go to fix something, try to fix your car or fix some item around the house and make a big mess out of it, and you find out you're not nearly as clever. See, not nearly as clever as you think. So a lot of people resent seeing their own imperfection, their own wrongness, their own weakness, their own, see, lack. They resent seeing their own inadequacy. They resent it, okay? But that's a big mistake. See, that's why parents, a lot of times, they hate their kids, because their kids make them aware of how inadequate they are, how little love they have. See, a lot of parents can't even muster 5 minutes of love. They become impatient within a very short amount of time because they want to get back to their latte or their texting or their ball game or whatever else. But when the child begins to cry, it makes them aware of their own wrong, and they resent being made aware. See? All right. So the first thing you have to see is that you're wrong. And you have to not resent seeing that you're wrong. Just see that you're wrong and bear the pain of it. Okay? And the second thing, you have to see that you're not as clever as you think, and you're not so good when it comes to the important things in life, dealing with your partner, with your kids. You don't have any love, understanding, any wisdom. You may have manipulation. See, you may be able to manipulate or fool people, put on an act. See, your kids, you might be able to bribe them, give them things. See, so you give them a cell phone, or you give them a video game or something, so they can text an iPhone, which is not good for them, okay? You give them too much too soon out of guilt, and you just make everything worse. So you have to see that. You have to come back to the moment and bear the pain of seeing in the light of truth that you're wrong, okay? And that's the beginning of salvation right there. Amazingly, that is the beginning of salvation. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So now do you see, it's salvation doesn't begin with shining truths and, ecstasy. The real salvation begins when you are humbled. Instead of resenting seeing your own wrong, you feel bad about it. See, that's the beginning of salvation for you. Later you'll see shining truths, beautiful truths, but not in the beginning. In the beginning, you'll see your own wrong. Okay? And you have to grit your teeth and sit there and sweat drops of blood if need be, and just bear the pain, see, mainly to your ego, of seeing that you're wrong and admit it. Okay? And not try to duck the truth. See, that's God's light of truth. If you see that you're wrong, you sit there and you quietly see that you're wrong. Okay? Well, that means God's light of truth is present. God's light of truth is present, and in His light of truth, you see that you're wrong. Okay? So don't resent the light. Big mistake. Don't resent seeing you're wrong. Just see it and, in a sense, be grateful. Quietly say, yes, I'm wrong. Quietly say, yes, I'm wrong. Okay? And then just bear the pain of it and don't try to change yourself. You can't change yourself. You can't make yourself better. Okay? You can put on an act for other people. You can compensate, which is what you've always done. But fundamentally, the fundamental change begins with repentance, which is a helpless sadness, a quiet sadness. It's a sad glad. You're sad to see that you're your own wrong, but you're glad to come clean. Okay? Well, that's a very, very beautiful thing. That's the most beautiful emotion you can ever possibly experience, is the emotion of repentance in God's light. Okay? It's not an emotional thing. It's not like boo-hoo, boo-hoo. You know? It's more like just a quiet sadness. I'll never forget. I've told this story so many times over the years, but I'll tell it again because it makes it so clear. A young man was angry all the time. He was very angry. A lot of people are angry. He was driving and somebody he thought they cut in front of him. So he became enraged. Then he pulled up beside the vehicle who had cut in front of him and rolled the window down. He started yelling, in a very mean way toward the lady who was driving. So he was yelling mean things, and then all of a sudden he saw there was a little girl sitting in the passenger seat next to her mom, maybe, I don't know, 5 years old, I don't know. But he saw the little girl sitting there, and the little girl burst into tears. She burst into tears when the mean man was yelling. And when he saw the little child burst into tears, he pulled over to the side of the road, and he sat there, and he sobbed. Great big heaving sobs, because he saw how wrong he was. Okay, that the little girl awoke him to see his own wrong. Okay, and he sat there and he sobbed, and he just allowed the pain to the truth to permeate his being. Okay, and that was one of the beginning points of the turnaround for him. Okay, one of the beginning points for the turnaround for him. So now you see what we all need, how we need to find God in the present, to find His light, to see our own wrong, okay, and not resent seeing our wrong. Okay, well, that's the beginning of repentance. Okay, that's the beginning right there. So what do I have that can help you? Well, my radio programs are helpful. My books are helpful. But all they do is kind of hopefully awaken you to see the need for you to come clean and to refine your God's light of truth and then find your Creator in the present. Okay? Now, when you do, see, that's how it starts. It starts very humbly. You reduce to a nothing. You thought you were a big something. Okay? You thought you were this really big something, and you're reduced to nothing. Okay, you see yourself. It's like It's like, have you ever had the thing where, you tell a joke and it's not a very good joke. Maybe it's a little bit off color, which I don't tell off color jokes. But let's just say you did, and then everybody stood there and just stared at you, and they didn't laugh. They just stared at you. Well, you'd feel like you wanted to crawl into a hole somewhere, okay? Well, that's kind of the feeling that we egos need, because we have big egos. We always want to be right. We never want to be wrong, okay? We resent criticism. Well, that part of us has to be penetrated, okay? And we have to see that we're wrong, but I think only God can do it. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive. That's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217. Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, I just scratched the surface as always, but it was a good program. Come back to God, would you please? Okay. And it has to remember what I said. You have to do it yourself. No one can do it for you. Other people can point the way. Other people can help in that respect. But ultimately, it's something that's between you and your Creator. Okay. And so, I will say, please visit the website, talktoapastor.org, and try the prayer meditation. It helps you get out of negative thinking and back into the present moment, get centered, and then go out in the world with presence of mind. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.